Jesus reminds us that the true measure of our faith is not just what we say or believe, but what we do. Our Lord reminds us that we need to consider how we respond to his call to follow him each and every day of our lives. The parable of the two sons reveals the chronic tension between saying and doing, a tension that cuts to the very heart of human existence. The second son lives in a delusion of his own self-righteousness, saying one thing and doing another. He impressed his dad with fancy words and a good show of healthy obedience, but underneath the surface, he was still living for his own interest, not for the greater good of his mission in his father's vineyard. Sometimes, situations in our own lives can cause a similar conflict between what we believe and how we live our faith. Perhaps it is an ongoing disagreement with a family member, an opinion of a coworker, a detachment from the suffering of others, or changing our outward behavior in order to fit in with everyone around us. Whatever it may be, however, Jesus warns us today about the trappings of hypocrisy and how it affects our relationship with God and others. Having a contradiction between what we believe and how we live is not a good thing. Faith, if it is real, makes a real impact on our lives, and when it does not, our spiritual growth is stunted. And when we fall into this contradiction, we do not grow in our experience of Jesus' love, grace, and wisdom, the deep Christian joy that we all thirst for. So how can we avoid the trappings of hypocrisy? As we heard in the parable, the first son was obstinate and even defiant at first, but he experienced a change of heart and did what his father had asked him to do. This change of heart is an example of Christian conversion, our daily embrace of God's transformative grace, so that we can change the way we think, the way we live, and the way we understand what God asks of us. And there are some simple steps, some suggestions, that we can consider when we have that pause of hesitation to do what Jesus asks of us. We can begin by asking ourselves, are we committed to active response and obedience to God and not just lip service? Let's first look at what hypocrisy means. Hypocrisy is a cynical pretense of being a good person while disregarding what Jesus teaches. However, hypocrisy is not those occasions when we may fail to live up to our faith all day long. When we seek Jesus' forgiveness and renewal in the sacrament of reconciliation, we experience a conversion of our hearts to build upon our relationship with God and others. The difference is being sorry, repenting, and striving forward. A hypocrite just doesn't care. Friends, hold in your hearts that God's will is dependable and truthful, and when we make it our highest priority, we too become dependable and truthful. When we are sincere, we lift the veil of hypocrisy and open the eyes of our souls to find God's presence everywhere, and in doing so, open our hearts to do what Jesus asks of us. And there are three key areas of our lives where we need the virtue of sincerity, the antidote to hypocrisy. First, in our relationship with God. We must never try to impress God or to put on a show for him. We must simply open our hearts to him so that he can touch our hearts with his transformative grace. Second, in our relationship with ourselves. We must never lie to ourselves about the reasons we do things, making false excuses, or immaturely passing the buck. We must take responsibility for our actions, good or bad, confident that God can fix whatever we may break. Third, in our words. Sometimes it is easy to distort the truth when we talk. We like to flatter people or make them admire us, and so we say things that are not really true so that we can avoid a disagreement. Although we do not have an obligation to tell everything to everyone, we do always have an obligation to be truthful in what we choose to say, and what we say should always be grounded in the teachings of Jesus and His Holy Church. And our Lord assures us that the truth will set us free, just like the tax collectors and prostitutes in today's gospel. So, as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we need to let go of? What are those things that we need to do to make that daily choice to commit ourselves to Jesus and to truly live the faith?